For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted. Governor Jay Nixon is closing out the year by asking state legislators once again to pass a bill expanding Missouri's Medicaid coverage for lower-income residents. The Democratic governor emphasized that $2 billion of Missourians' tax dollars will start flowing to neighboring states that accepted federal funding to expand their Medicaid programs. Nixon says he is still open to meeting with state legislators to hash out concrete specifics of the health care program expansion, which could cover nearly 300,000 more uninsured Missourians.
Having a gotcha political discussion is exactly how we've gotten to where we've gotten, which is starting at 12:01 tonight, Missourians are paying for health care in other states and getting nothing for it.
Republican legislative leaders say the Medicaid program needs to be overhauled first before accepting any federal money. Nixon's effort to expand Medicaid in 2013 failed as Republicans also raised concerns about the long-term cost of the move. Columbia City officials say they hope an energy-efficient home will be a model for future low-income housing projects. Habitat for Humanity is building the Net Zero Home, which includes solar panels and a solar water heater, low-flowing plumbing fixtures, and LED lighting. It's the first time the organization has built such a home, which also has 45% more insulation than previous homes. About a year ago, the city asked nonprofit organizations to submit designs for energy-efficient homes that low-income families could afford. The Columbia Missourian reports the house will sell for $107,000. It is expected to be completed in late spring or midsummer next year. Missouri's population continues to grow at a slower rate than the national average. New estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau show Missouri's population of 6 million grew by fewer than 20,000 people from 2012 to 2013. That's a growth rate of about 0.3%. Nationally, the population is estimated to have risen by 0.7% from 2012 to 2013. Missouri's growth of 0.3% was typical for the Midwest. It was better than Illinois, about the same as Arkansas, Kansas, and Kentucky, but lagged behind the rest of its neighboring states. Missouri's population growth rate ranked 35th nationally. The Census Bureau says North Dakota, Utah, Colorado, and Texas had the fastest growing rates. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon and Missouri Governor Jay Nixon are placing a wager on the Oklahoma State-Missouri matchup in the Cotton Bowl, and a food pantry in one of the two states will be the beneficiary. Fallon and Nixon are wagering food products from their home states that will be donated to a food mission in the winning team's home state. Fallon graduated from OSU and Nixon graduated from Missouri. Fallon's wager includes a basket with 50 pounds of food donated by the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Nixon's bet includes a sliced ham and a smoked turkey from a Missouri smokehouse. The Cowboys and Tigers play at 6:30 p.m. Friday. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.